Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Here's the thing. Sometimes villains just appear and say, hello, I am the bad guy, fear me and whatnot. And you know what? That's a bit boring. But these films, well, they play things a little differently, as these flicks absolutely nailed their left field antagonist reveals. So let's take a look at them today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 films where villains are introduced in rather unique ways. Number 10, Terry Valentine, The Limey. Steven Soderbergh's The Limey is one of the most unconventional crime films of the 1990s, in large part due to the daringly non-linear editing style the director employs throughout. And this is put to perhaps no better use than in the early introduction of the film's villain, record producer Terry Valentine, whose first scene features him in an infectiously entertaining montage simply going about his business, basically being a glorified music video. Without needing to utter a single word, the collage of images tells us everything we need to know about how sleazy he is and how much of a wheeler dealer he can be. Furthermore, the musical accompaniment of The Hollies' King Midas in Reverse, complete with lyrics such as I'm not the guy to run with, cause I'll throw you off the line, I'll break you and destroy you given time, efficiently confirms Valentine as a man to be feared. Number 9. Colonel Stewart, Die Hard 2. Die Hard 2's primary villain, Colonel Stewart, might not be close to the megalomaniacal brilliance of the original film's Hans Gruber, but there's no chance that you'll forget his eye-opening introductory scene. Mere minutes into the movie, Stewart is seen watching the news while performing naked Tai Chi, because why the hell not? Beyond showing off Stewart's well-sculpted physique, confirming his aptitude at martial arts, and perhaps suggesting that he might be a tad unhinged, it's quite unlike any other villain reveal the action genre has ever seen. The nudity was apparently suggested by Rennie Harlin himself, who called it unusual but effective. Amusingly, it's by far the character's single most memorable characteristic and scene, enduring for over 30 years even though he's otherwise a pretty pedestrian antagonist. Number 8. Ghostface, Scream. If horror movies historically rely on terrifying audiences with what they see, this brilliant opening sequence of Wes Craven's Scream decided to instead unnerve viewers largely through what they could hear. The initially amusing chit-chat between Casey and her seemingly harmless random caller soon turns sinister. Beyond the scene preying on our collective fears of being attacked in the apparent safety of our own homes, Ghostface's voice instantly becomes terrifying and the iconic emblem for the franchise even more so than the mask itself. And if that all wasn't enough, Ghostface then makes good on his promise and brutally murders Casey, who audiences at the time assumed was going to be a safe character given Drew Barrymore's high level of fame compared to the rest of the cast. This is a shiny example of a villain who completely bewilders, disorientates, and then shocks audiences from the jump. It's also a brilliant statement of intent. Expect the unexpected. Number 7. The T-800, The Terminator. How could we not mention the original murderous T-800 from James Cameron's The Terminator? As if traveling through time isn't a unique way enough to make your entrance, the T-800 also appears in a flash of electricity in a desolate Los Angeles alleyway. And because nothing inorganic can be carried through the time displacement field, apart from a metal endoskeleton apparently, passengers have to travel naked. Typically, nudity is used to depict characters in an extreme state of vulnerability, but in the case of The Terminator, it really only cements how much of a mountainous physical specimen Schwarzenegger's killer cyborg truly is. This is clarified moments later when the T-800 slaughters a trio of punks nearby in order to acquire some clothes, effectively establishing the cyborg as a brutal force of nature. Number 6. Colonel Kurtz, Apocalypse Now. Francis Ford Coppola's Apocalypse Now is one of the greatest war movies ever made, pretty much cementing that War is Hell perhaps better than any other film of its kind. Its true villain may well indeed be the very soul of man itself, but in tangible terms, this is embodied by Colonel Walter E. Kurtz, a decorated US Special Forces officer who has gone rogue in Cambodia, and who Martin Sheen is tasked with exterminating with extreme prejudice. The genius of Kurtz's presentation in the film is that he's largely kept off screen for the first 85% of the story, yet the tales we hear about the man build up his legend, causing him to turn into some sort of mythic, larger-than-life figure. And when Kurtz makes his brief appearance at the end of Apocalypse Now, he's also largely shrouded in darkness, which, while initially being a practical decision to accommodate Marlon Brando's unexpectedly ballooning weight, ultimately only accentuates his status as a spectral enigma. Number 5. The Xenomorph, Alien. Now, there are iconic and truly unique introductions to horror movie villains, and then there's the chestburster scene from Ridley Scott's Alien, a masterful all-timer sequence that combines grotesque body horror with a supreme shock factor. After poor Kane gets attacked by a facehugger earlier on in the film, the Xenomorph gets its disgustingly literal coming-out party once he wakes up and appears to be unharmed. While the crew of the Nostromo are eating dinner, Kane begins choking, and before anyone knows what the hell is happening, the infant Xenomorph bursts through his chest, killing him instantly. Though the Xenomorph soon grows in size and becomes a far more tenacious threat for the remaining crew, nothing in the entire franchise matches the traumatic, visceral terror of this scene. It's unlike anything in the genre that preceded it, and only proves all the more shocking given the film's generally subtle and restrained approach to violence. Number 4. Raymond, The Vanishing. This incredible 1988 Dutch horror classic is unforgettable, not just for its deeply disturbing twist ending, but also in its highly unconventional means through which it depicts its murderous villain, Raymond. Raymond is the man responsible for the disappearance of Rex's girlfriend, but rather than conceal Raymond's identity or save it for a third act plot twist, here we deal with him in a shockingly matter-of-fact fashion. In our very first glimpse of Raymond, we see him trying on a fake cast for his arm, which he ultimately uses to lure Rex's girlfriend to her doom. There's no attempt made to disguise Raymond or make him out to be cartoonishly evil, seeing as subsequent scenes depict him as a charming family man who dispassionately trains himself to abduct women. As a result, The Vanishing is a jaw-dropping portrayal of the banality of evil, presenting a difficult-to-quantify villain who couldn't be further from the serial killer stereotype seen so often in Hollywood films. Number 3. Frank Booth, Blue Velvet. David Lynch's Blue Velvet isn't easily shaken for many reasons, most of all Dennis Hopper, who gives a performance for the ages as a psychopathic drug dealer known as Frank Booth. Practically every scene that Hopper appears in is dripping with anxiety and suspense. His unpredictability and deeply disturbing characterization establishes Lynch as a master of the gonzo psycho thriller genre. But Booth is never quite as horrifying as he is in his introductory scene, where he barges in on his sex slave Dorothy, subjecting her to a litany of sexual and psychological abuse. The image of Booth huffing an unidentified gas while telling Dorothy, "Mummy, baby wants to f," and then proceeding to beat and rape her is extremely unpleasant to say the least, but it's also quite unlike anything that anyone has ever seen before. That Lynch and Hopper could present such depraved behavior yet prevent it from sliding into either exploitation or unintentional comedy is a true marvel indeed. Number 2. Hannibal Lecter, The Silence of the Lambs. Hopkins steals every scene he's in, for sure, but never more so than in his introduction. What's immediately special about this scene is that Lecter is already incarcerated when FBI agent Clarice pays him a visit, yet that does little to quell how utterly, uniquely menacing Lecter is throughout. As Clarice first walks past other cells, we're led to expect a visibly deranged monster of a man, but Lecter is anything but. He's calm, composed, collected, and just looks like a regular man that you might encounter on the street. But over the course of the conversation that follows, Lecter becomes increasingly sinister and combative, until soon enough he's talking about eating a man's liver. If most serial killers are introduced to audiences by slaughtering an innocent victim, the Lecter reveal couldn't be more opposite. It's brilliantly understated, yet still suffused with quiet, loaded menace. And number 1, John Doe, 7. David Fincher's Seven boasts one of the most iconic and memorable screen villains of the last 30 years, despite the fact that serial killer John Doe is actually kept off screen for the first 75% of the movie. We nevertheless get to know his character, though, through his grisly series of murders that are modeled on the Seven Deadly Sins. Yet because Spacey was kept out of promotional materials for the film and his name only appearing in the closing credits, audiences weren't able to anticipate his true identity. But Doe ultimately isn't captured by the brilliance of Detective Mills and Somerset, but because he decides tries to turn himself in, walking into their police precinct covered in blood and identifying himself as the killer. It's a completely brain-breaking moment on an initial viewing. Not only is the bad guy being played by an unexpected name actor, but he's given himself over to the police despite still having two kills left to complete in his seven-kill masterpiece. In addition to being a totally unique villain reveal, it so elegantly sets up the film's grim finale where Doe gets to complete his sequence, albeit at the cost of his own life.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate lightweight, super packable travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your perfect pair at allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.